This is a parole hearing for Roger Elliott, ADC number 033060. Mr. Elliott is been approved to come before this board for an absolute discharge from arrest or regular parole. He is currently serving a life sentence for murder. He began that sentence on May 31st of 1967. He became parole eligible on November 29th, 1970. So I didn't get an answer report on this. According to his progress inmate release report, he does not have, and this is a report dated January 18th of 2019, in which he has no release plan attached to his report, nor does he have any comments that's listed on here. This is a an incident that occurred back on May 30th, 1967, when the defendant murdered his stepfather, Mr. George Blaylock. The day the defendant attacked the victim was in the backyard of their family house. He first attacked him with his rake. When his mother tried to intervene, he hit his mother with the hammer of the rake. During the attack, Mr. Elliott got a hold to a handsaw and sliced the victim's head, neck, causing his death. When the police arrived, the defendant was sitting in the living room, made no attempt to flee or hurt anybody else. The police arrested him while he was there at the scene. During the subsequent investigation, Mr. Rogers stated that he killed his father because his father had had sex with his dog, and that he had reached a conclusion based solely upon looking into his dog's eyes, that he came to the conclusion that the victim had had sex with the dog. Prior to the date of the murder, a psychologist recommended the defendant be hospitalized for treatment of a mental illness. The actions and statements of the defendant clearly demonstrated that he has a significant mental health issue and unable to follow the law and remains a danger to the community. Therefore, he should not be released. He did appeal his hearings, and during the hearings, the court did affirm his hearings that he actually had. I think based on the information that we have here, based on the information I do not see Mr. Elliott being released back in the community on home arrest, absolute discharge, or regular parole at this time. And I also want to note that he had no family support, nor did he have a release plan, and that there was also a letter from the county attorney's office objecting to any type of release for Mr. Rogers. Unless there's some other information, then I am going to move to deny Mr. Elliott regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge at this time. Because this happened in 1967, he's not eligible for a one-year set-off.
I'll second.
Agree.
It was motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Dr. Wright. The type of release denied is 4-12-8-4-11, home arrest. I am going to state the reason that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious indeed offense, and that I'm going to say the victim was traumatized as he was actually cut up with a saw and originally struck in the head with a stick. I didn't have an AIMS report, so I'm not going to mark any of the criminal history. I'm going to mark for no release plan, no family or community support. That is going to be my reasons at this time, unless the board sees somebody wants to include. If that seen or others, then I am going to believe the conclusion of the hearing from Mr. Roger Elliott, ADC number 033060.